Now, a local look at climate change. In Washington state, the temperature has warmed at a slower pace than anywhere else in the country for the past three decades. Since 1988, Washington's average temperature has risen by a little more than half a degree. The national average is three times higher. That's according to a new analysis by the Associated Press. So what should we make of this? For some expert analysis, I spoke with Joe Casola, Deputy Director of the University of Washington's Climate Impacts Group.
Well, I was surprised, and so I went and took a closer look at some of the data, and I found that you can change some of these numbers for warming pretty easily if you just tweak the period by a couple of years. And for instance, the number for the state of Washington almost doubles if I start in 1985 instead of 1988 and end in 2015 instead of 2017. So it made me think that these differences between different regions of the country are pretty sensitive to the particular cherry pick, if you will, of the years for this analysis. So I don't think the kind of difference between Washington and maybe another part of the country is the take-home message. I think the real take-home message is that it's getting warmer pretty much anywhere you live in the United States.
For climate scientists, then, it sounds like 30 years is really a small sample size. How large of a time span would you need to feel comfortable to be able to identify a trend?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a lot of times we talk about 30 years as a climate. So if we were to take the average over a 30-year period, then we consider that kind of one climate period, and we could look at another 30-year period, and we could compare it. And the reason we do that is just by convention. There's nothing really magical about 30 years, but it tends to be, on average, you would have a nice collection of warm years, cold years, and something in the middle over this period of 30 years. When we talk about change, a lot of times you want to see changes play out over periods longer than 30 years. So you would want to compare two 30-year periods, or you might want to start looking at 50 or 100 years to see a change. And this is a little tricky because a lot of times we care about temperatures that happen within 30 years, right? That's the lifetime of a mortgage. You know, that's yeah. that's an important planning horizon. So those changes is not to say that they're unimportant. It's just that they can be slave to this noisiness that you can make little tweaks at the beginning or the end of a span of 30 years and get a very different number.
But what about the overall trend that this study seems to point to, that average temperatures in the country have risen 1.6 degrees over the last three decades? What should we be feeling about that?
So I think that's one you can kind of take to the bank. I think the fact that you look at the map that they produce or the numbers that they get for the country as a whole, and everything is pointing in the same direction. We are observing warming broadly throughout the entire country and the entire hemisphere and the entire planet over this 30-year period. And I think that's really, really critical that essentially some of the signal from global warming is starting to beat back the noise. You know, not entirely, but it's certainly beginning to emerge. So I put a lot of stock into the conclusion that things are getting warmer, and less stock into, well, it's getting a little less warm over here and a little more warm over here within the United States.
So, Joe, when news about the average temperature warming and that it's slower here in this corner of the country, when it comes out, how should we make sense of that?
If the AP was trying to submit this to a science journal, there would be kind of an immediate response. Yeah, of, you know, you have to put some error bars on these numbers that you're talking about. And I think if these numbers came with the kind of pluses and minuses around them, you'd see that the differences between the different regions of the country were not quite as meaningful, perhaps, as the central estimates. So I don't think that slowness, fastness is kind of the take-home message. For me, it's that the United States is warming kind of no matter where you live, consistent with the warming we've seen broadly across the planet, and we need to start to plan for a warmer future.
Joe Casola is Deputy Director of the University of Washington Climate Impacts Group. Joe, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.